Now back to Inside Hillcat Nation with your host and the voice of the Hillcats, Josh Haley.
We're back on Inside Hillcat Nation and glad to be joined by Roger State head baseball coach Chris Klimas and catcher Pepe Soto. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, Josh.
Thank you.
Coach, talk with us a little bit about the stake series that's coming up. I know that's been something that you've instilled in the program and everybody looks forward to it each year, but it's a great way to keep the competitive spirit high in the fall. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, every fall, you know, because we don't play outside competition, we do a lot of inter-squatting. We play against each other. We've got certain things set up during those inter-squads, offensive resets for bunting, taking extra bases, stealing. And when, you know, you kind of reach a point every fall where you're getting close to time to move into the offseason, all that, it kind of starts to reach a point of the monotony catches up with you a little bit. And then to kind of a refresher for us is the stake series, which we eliminate all of those resets and we go to a best of five series. We split the teams as evenly as we can and we play a best of five series. You know, with us getting a little bit of late start this year because of COVID, we're actually having to do it the week of fall break and then the week after, where in the past we usually finish it the week of fall break. You know, games four and five would be right before fall break, so it's gonna be a little unique doing it that way. But it's a best of five series. The winning, you know, we take the entire team to dinner. The winning team gets steaks, and the losing team usually gets hamburgers or hot dogs or something. So there's quite a bit on the line there. But we usually go over to Doe's here in town and eat and have a big meal out of it at some point in November.
And you were on the winning team last year, Mr. Soto, right? Did that equal some bragging rights for a little bit of time after?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for the next week, we were all just bragging about our stakes that we're going to have. And, you know, it was a clean sweep, so everyone was a little upset on the blue team. But it was definitely really fun.
Pepe Soto from the Roger State baseball team came to the Hillcats from San Diego Mesa, where a long line of Roger State players have come from. Were there any things like that that were part of this program that you had heard from past teammates at San Diego Mesa, like, hey, this is something cool that this program does?
I mean, they definitely talked about Hillcat Wars. I knew it was going to be a battle last year, but Zach Mann and we had Sean and a couple other guys last year, they were all back from San Diego Mesa, but they said they loved Hillcat Wars. The stake series was also something they talked about, but they also talked about their work ethic, and that's something that I really loved to hear about.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about Hillcat Wars last year and what that entailed and what that was like for you coming in as a new player.
I mean, coming into Hillcat Wars, I was a little nervous, something I haven't done before, but I think I was ready, you know. I came in working out all the time, but it was the running aspect after the actual workout that was really hard. But other than that, I think it was just cruising.
And Coach Klimas, talk to us a little bit about that and how it all works and the logistics of it.
Well, everything that we do in our program, we try to have a competitive component to it. We want guys to compete in everything that they do because you find out a lot about guys. If they're gonna go to the wall and they're going to compete every time you ask them, those are usually guys that you can trust between the white lines. So Hillcat Wars for us is like the ultimate competition. You get paired up with someone else from the team that's usually close to you in the standings, and it's a 15-station competition, and you battle each other for basically two straight hours in the morning, and there's weightlifting stations, there are agility stations, and whoever wins the most stations wins the matchup, and the winner runs 1 mile after it's over, and the loser runs, that's about 2.5, 2.25 afterward, and there's a big hill involved in that run. So there's definitely some incentive there to compete and find a way to win. The worst is when you tie, and then it goes to a tiebreaker, which is an envelope. It comes down to a station, and whoever won that station wins the matchup, and that's, you know, how you determine who runs the short run and who runs the long one. But everything that we do, from our Halloween dodgeball to the stake series to Hillcat Wars, I want to see guys compete because, you know, you just learn a lot about guys, and the guys that'll go to the wall for you anytime you ask them to, anytime that there's something at stake, those are usually the guys that are pretty special on the field.
Yeah, and one of those other activities you mentioned that I want to talk about was the Halloween dodgeball. And Pepe Soto, what was that like for you to experience last year, your first year in?
I mean, last year I was actually in a boot. I rolled my ankle during one of the days of Hillcat Wars I was running, but I mean, I didn't get to move around a whole bunch, but just seeing everyone else in their costumes having a great time, it was really fun.
You got that catcher's arm, so there probably weren't too many people that were upset that you didn't get to participate then, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Coach, what about what things are like right now as it stands today? Obviously, it was good news that everybody was able to get back on campus with and start training with COVID, but has COVID affected, you know, the way that you'd normally prepare in the fall?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think it's changed a lot of things for everybody across the country, across the world, in fact. You know, I think for us, the biggest thing for me, at least on the coaching side, is, you know, we try to instill toughness in our players. That's something that you want to have, because no matter what the situation, you want to be able to trust your guys. They can battle through any adversity. We always tell our guys one of the characteristics of our program is to be tougher than a $2 steak. And there's a lot of things that go into that. And part of that is being able to battle through the days that you don't feel good. You don't feel good physically. You know, your arm may not feel good, or you got a little bit of the sniffles or chest congestion, whatever, when we battle through that. And when it comes to weights, when it comes to baseball, when it comes to everything. And COVID has basically taken that away from us this year. We've got to be ultra sensitive to everything. You know, we've had to send a couple people home from practice just because, you know, I don't feel quite right today, or I got a little bit of the sniffles. We got to be ultra sensitive, and we got to, you know, send guys home. Whereas normally you'd expect those guys to battle through it. You know, we talk about Hillcat Wars, it's terrible. Like, you're waking up at 4:30 in the morning, and you're about to battle for 2.5 hours. You're about to work out for 2.5 hours and battle your teammates. And there's days you don't feel good. And we expect our guys to show up and battle through it. No matter, you better be on your deathbed if you're not, you know, if you're not going to come. And we can't do that anymore, you know, at least right now. So for me, that's probably the biggest thing, is just being aware of how everybody feels and what they got going on that day. And if somebody's a little bit off, you know, you can't say, oh, I'll just, you know, suck it up and tough through it, because, you know, before you know it, you could have an outbreak on your team. So you just got, everybody's got to be smart about it. You got to trust the players, and they got to trust you. And, you know, we've had to send people home. They're like, no, I feel fine. Well, I understand you feel fine. I appreciate your willingness to fight through it, but we got to look out for the entire team at this point. Let's just make sure. And then, you know, if they feel fine 2 or 3 days later and they get cleared, then they come back. But probably for us, that's been the biggest challenge.
When you don't have those things that you're luxury to be able to continue on like normal, is that a situation where you're also kind of relying on your veteran players who've been in the program to kind of pass down to the incoming guys or first year players to say, here's how we do things here. COVID is an exception, but here's how we normally do it.
Yeah, I think so. But I think it's a learning experience for everyone. You know, it's learning for me. It's learning for the upperclassmen, you know, because, you know, they expect the younger guys, the returners, the upperclassmen expect the younger guys to be tough. But at the same time, sometimes I've got to intervene and be like, no, we're not going to try to push through, you know, the sniffles today. Like, go make sure you're good. Go home for the afternoon, get a little bit of sleep. And you know, it helps when it's towards the end of the week and you say, all right, we're not doing a whole lot today. Friday, we're just going to take batting practice. Don't bother. Rest up for the weekend, you know, because we're required to give them 2 days off. And for us, that, in the fall, that's always Saturday, Sunday. And then we'll see where you're at on Sunday. And you know, the couple of times that we've run into it, they felt fine by then. They never had, you know, any other symptoms, never had a fever, you know, and then they're back. So, you know, fortunately for us, we haven't had a major issue with COVID this fall. But I think just making sure that we're staying on top of it, that, you know, we're being smart about, you know, water distribution at practice. Coach Zorn is one that does water distribution for us. Coach Ellis does all of our temperature checks. We've got some checks and balances in place that the athletic department is required of us. And, you know, just staying on top of that, making sure we got masks available whenever we're talking to them as a group, and just staying on that. And fortunately, you know, we got 2 days this week and I think 4 days next week, 5 days next week left in the fall. Hopefully we can get through those and complete the on-field portion without any hiccups.
We're talking with Roger State head baseball coach Chris Klimas and catcher Pepe Soto. Coach, one thing I wanted to discuss is the coaching change this offseason. Head coach, for you, you had been with Robert Brown, longtime assistant, since you got here at Roger State. He announces his retirement. So many contributions to this program, helped create the program from the ground up with Ron Bradley. And now you bring in head coach, or a former head coach and a former longtime assistant in Bob Fannin. But that guy, at least from my perspective, is an encyclopedia of baseball knowledge, is he not?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been very fortunate from a first-time head coach, you know, back in fall of 2014, I've been fortunate to have, you know, up until this fall, have the exact same coaching staff in place with me. And Coach Brown was a big part of the success that Roger State University's had since they started baseball, and he's a big part of you know, the reason that the way that I've grown into the head coach that I've become. So I owe a lot to him, and he was outstanding, and I was extremely fortunate to have him for the years that I did, and I know Coach Bradley would say the same thing. And then he just got to a point, you know, in his personal life that they had a lot going on, he and his family and their family business and all that, that he wasn't able to do it, you know, anymore. So he had to step away from it. And I know it was really difficult for him to make that decision, but it was the right decision for him. And I backed him 100%. But to be able to bring in someone like Coach Fannin on the heels of Coach Brown, obviously they're completely different. But absolutely, you know, a home run for us to be able to bring him in and the things that he's done in the past and the recruiting contacts that he brings, the expertise that he brings. We're just really excited to have him.
Pepe Soto, you've been in a transitional phase the last couple of years, kind of learning the catcher position, because as well as you play it, nobody would know it by looking at you, but catcher was not your primary position. You were an infielder before. Talk about that transition for you.
Yeah, I mean, all my life I kind of played both positions, a little bit more infield than catching. Back at San Diego Mesa, I played a lot of infield and I caught, but when I got here, they really just wanted me to catch. And I think it was actually really good for me because I actually had something to really primarily focus on. And I think it made me better as a player. But I really like it now.
What were some of the things transitionally for you coming here to Rogers State? Was it difficult at all to get your feel of things with the field and the way the field plays here and things like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this field, Rogers State, is just – it's a graveyard, as Klima says. The ball does not fly. So, like, you cannot elevate the ball here. You really got to make sure you get on top of the ball and hit line drives here.
Coach, Pepe Soto comes from San Diego Mesa. When you start to get, you know, one or two or three good players from a certain college, do you kind of continue to look there maybe extra hard and say, not only do these guys produce on the field, but they're the right type of guys for the culture that we're driving here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from knowing Coach Sanchez at San Diego Mesa for as long as I have, I actually recruited him when he was a player at San Diego Mesa.
Wow.
Before he went to Cal Baptist. So that tells you how long I've known him. But yeah, I actually recruited him as a player when I was at Oklahoma Baptist University. And then when he got the head job there, we kind of reconnected. And, you know, he understands I think he runs his program very similar to the way we run things here. A lot of the things that we value, they also value there. So, for the guys that come from San Diego Mesa to Rogers State University, it's typically a pretty smooth transition. And he understands and knows what kind of player it takes to be successful here. So if he calls me about a guy and tells me that I need to take him, like, I don't second guess it one bit. I don't quiz him. I mean, he knows what it takes to win here, to be successful. And the guys he sent us, if you go down the list, he hasn't sent me a dog yet.
Well, one thing that we know that's important and a big part of the culture that you're building is the academic side of things. Your team was named the ABCA Team Academic Excellence Award for not only this past year, but you repeated as well in doing that the year before.
I think we've done it four out of the last 5 years.
And one of only two teams in the entire MIAA to repeat from one year to the next. So what are some of those things that you talk about with the guys as far as that goes?
Well, when it comes to academics, like the coaching staff, the athletic department, we can't do it for them. You know, they've got to take that responsibility themselves. And we've got certain expectations within our program that if you can't do these certain things, then you're just not going to play for us. And academics is one of them. You know, if you can't go to class, then you can sit up in the suite and do homework while we practice, and you can watch out the window. And so our guys have, you know, pretty much, I mean, they get all the credit. I mean, all I've done is put the expectations in place, and the guys have taken care of their business academically. They go to class, they do what they're supposed to. And anytime we have an issue, you know, I get an email or whatever, we sit down, we talk about it, and we just make sure we don't repeat that issue, that problem that we've had. And the guys have just taken care of their business, and I've been really proud of them. Like I said, I think four of the last 5 years we've won the ABCA Academic Excellence Award. And for me, that's something that's a goal for us every semester.
when COVID hit last year and the season was immediately canceled, ultimately, the NCAA said that guys who were seniors or anybody really would have the extra year of eligibility. Pepe Soto, that affects you in a way because two all-conference pitchers who were seniors last year in Corey Murphy and Jackson Simonsgaard essentially able to come back. How exciting is that for you to get to be able to play that full season with them that you were hoping to have last year?
Yeah, that's super exciting. I mean, last year when COVID hit and we said we were going home, I was actually really scared we weren't going to get our year back. I know that was up in the air for a little while, but once I heard that we were going to get that year back, I knew we were going to have some strong players come back, and I knew we were going to have a really good year with those guys.
How do you feel about some of the new guys that have come in as this being their first official year now? What's the new crop of talent looking like?
I mean, I think it's actually looking really good. We have some really good guys that have great character and they great work ethic, and I think they're going to be a really good addition to this team.
Coach, what are some of the headlines for you from this incoming recruiting class and what they might bring to the team?
I think the biggest thing is that they fit what we're looking for, what it takes to win here. We got guys that, you know, can handle the bat, can move the ball around when the wind's blowing in, that can keep the ball out of the air. I think we can really run, probably the best base running team that I've had in quite a while. You know, this fall, I think in 10 inter-squads so far, I think we've stole 35 bases or something. So we've got some guys that can really run, can handle the bat. You know, we pitched it really well early on in the fall, and then we've swung it really well here lately. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we kind of fall somewhere in between what we've seen, you know, early on and late. But I like our group of guys. I think they all understand what it takes to win here because, you know, we try to spend the entire fall talking about what it takes to win at the Diamond Sports Complex. And it's a unique place, natural surface on the side of the mountain, I guess you could say. You know, we got the tilt-a-field, you got the wind blowing in, it's hard to score runs, which is very different than most of the MIAA parks where they're offensive ballparks. So we try to spend a lot of time talking about that, and I think we've got some really good buy-in from the new guys. I think they're starting to understand that. And, you know, we inter-squad last Thursday. The wind was blowing in probably the hardest that it's blown in from right field all fall, and I think we had like five or six extra base hits in the game driving the down angle. So that just shows that the guys understand. Obviously, you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days, but it just shows that the guys are bought into what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish.
You mentioned the MIAA there for a second. The scheduling format changes from last year to this, and even though we just got a little taste of it last year, talk to us about how it's different.
Our biggest thing is, you know, we were playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, three singles, which I think it's good when you're at home, and I think it isn't so good when you're on the road. There's a lot of sitting around doing laundry and feeding guys. So I don't know. It'll be interesting because I think we're going back to a more traditional weekend format just as a cost-saving measure for a year at least and just kind of see how it goes. But we'll play a doubleheader on Saturday and getaway day on Sunday or Friday, Saturday, however the league decides we're going to play that. But, you know, that's how we did things in the Heartland, you know, the entire time was a double single, you know, except for the one year we went double-double. But it'll be a little bit different for those folks that have been in the MIAA for a while because they have that three-day single nine each day format for quite a while.
Pepe Soto, you come to Roger State from San Diego Mesa, as we mentioned, and you're a native of Fallbrook, California. What are some of the differences in community and just the atmosphere from your hometown and compared to Claremore?
I mean, this is definitely a smaller town. But I think the town is more connected around here. I mean, everyone around here knows everybody. You walk around Claremore, everybody knows, oh, you're Roger State baseball. And you're back at home, and everyone's just like, oh, who are you? You know, like, it's just like around here, everybody seems to like everybody, and everyone gets along.
Was it any sort of change for you as far as being out of kind of a busy lifestyle? Because things can be, you know, lots of traffic, things are hectic and just very busy and quick to the gun on things.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely a lot busier back in San Diego, but I think I really like it out here. I mean, it gives us more time to just hang out with the team and go down and get your work in every day. It just kind of like eliminates other factors and just lets you focus on baseball and school.
RSU baseball head coach Chris Klimas, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Josh.
And Junior Pepe Soto, appreciate the time very
much. Thanks for having me.
Coming up on our final segment of Inside Hillcat Nation, we'll be talking with the Hillcats softball program. Stay with us on RSU Radio.